We're going to read a number of psukim. I'm going to point out areas that we're going to elaborate on. I'm just not sure which one I'm going to take today. Just have patience with me. My head is full of so many major themes in Yeshayahu, I've got to sort of control myself. But I think I know what I'm going to do. You will recall, or you should know, that nearly every day I read over all the psukim that we learned. I think it's a good idea for you to do that as well. And then you'll pick up, we've talked about the idea of kibbutz galuyot. Psukim just before, psukim 6 and 7. 5, 6 and 7. Altira, don't be afraid, ki itchani, because I'm with you. Mi mizrach avi zarecho, from the east I will bring your seed, your children, from the west, I will gather you in. Omar laksofon, I say to the north, Taini, give me my children, Ula Taimon, and to the south, Al Tichloi, don't lock them up. Havi'i bonai merachok, bring my children from afar, Ubin Otaimi, could say Haaretz, and my children from the ends of the earth. Major theme in Yeshayahu, and of course a number of the other. Sifrei HaTanakh, it really begins in Torah, but we'll get to all of that. The sheets that you have deal with that major theme. But I may digress yet. There were also in this same chapter, Pasuk Beis, Ki Tavor Bamayim Itchoni, if you will pass through water, I will be with you. Ubanahorot, and the rivers, the raging rivers, Lo Yishtefucha, will not sweep you away. Ki teleg b'moesh, you're going to go through fire. Lo tikaveh, you will not become, no burn. V'lehava lo tibarbach, and no flame will burn in you. Pasuk Gimel, ki ani Hashem Elokecha Kadosh Yisrael, I, the God, God your God, the Holy One of Israel. Major theme. What does Kadosh Yisrael mean? Not going to talk about it today, but I just want you to be sensitive. What do you mean the Holy One of Israel? And the Holy One of Israel is the one who is Moshi Echa, the one who saves you. I want you to watch as we come across the phrase Kadosh Yisrael. And in what context it will always and invariably be used. Natati Kafrecha Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is your ransom. Kush and Svar Tachtecha. Kush and Svar in your place. Just reminding you of some of the things. Now we come to Pasuk 9, Kol HaGoyim Nikbitzu Yagdav, all of the nations are gathered together. He's saying, according to Rashi, even if all of the nations will be gathered together, V'ye'osfu le'umim, and peoples will be brought together, mi bahem yagid zot, who is there that can tell this? This is also another recurring theme from chapter 40 and further. The only one who is able to tell the future in advance is the God of Israel. Mi bahem yagid zot, who is the one that can tell this? Vivi shonot, were you able to tell the things that happened at the beginning? Yashmi unu, let us hear. Do you know? Yitnu eidehem v'yitzdaku, let them bring testimony, let them bring witness, in order to show that their position is justified. He's referring to idolatry. Well, they're not capable of doing this. V'yishmu, let them hear v'yomru emet. And then we will know that they're saying truth. But you don't have anyone who can prove it. But I have people who can prove it. I spoke to Avram, and to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, and to Moshe, and to Aaron, and to David. Atem eidai nuam Hashem, you are my witnesses, says God. This has also been repeated a number of times. And as I say, we are, of course, the living witnesses of many of the prophecies of Yeshayahu, the ingathering of the exiles. The Avdi, you are my servant, Hashem Bacharti, whom I chose. Leman Teidu, so that you should know, v'taminu li, and believe me, v'tovinu, and you will understand, ki ani hu, I am him, I am God. Lefonai lo notzar el, before me no God was created. V'acharai lo yiyen, after me there will be none. I am the eternal God. Onochi, Onochi, Hashem. I am God, Ve'ein mi balodai Moshiach. And aside from thee, there is no one who will bring salvation. And as I always want to pointing out, it's not simply a matter that he's saying that the idols will not save you. No one else is going to save you. Don't place your trust in any power aside from God. Anochi higadati, I said it. God is in a sense pleading with the Jewish people. He says, I stand on my record. I stand on my record. Anochi higadati, I said it, vahoshati, and I brought salvation. Vishmati, and I let you hear in advance what was going to happen. There were no strange and foreign gods in your midst. There was nobody else who did it. It was me. It was me, and it was me alone. You are my witnesses. Nurum Hashem, says God. And I am the mighty one. I am the powerful one who is your God. Gamiyom, Anihu. From the time that there was day, from the very beginning of day, Anihu, I am the one. Ve'ein miyadi matzil, there is nobody who can save from my hand. Et al, I will do. Umi yishivena, who can turn my hand back? When I decide to do, I'm going to do. Ko omar Hashem, so says God. Go alchem, your redeemer. Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. In Pasuk Gimel we read, Ki ami Hashem Elokecha, I am God your God. Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel, is Moshiach, the one who saves you. And what does it say over here? Go alchem, your Redeemer is Kedosh Yisrael. The problem that we're going to deal with is Kedosh Yisrael, using the word Kedosh, normally leaves the impression of being separated and distant. And we're going to get a picture over here of Kedosh Yisrael as the one who is closest to the Jewish people. In no way distant or far or hallowed and so sanctified. Maybe we're going to have to interpret Kedosh Yisrael as meaning the one who has separated himself from a whole world in order to be the Redeemer and Savior of the Jewish people. They're going to be fascinating things that will come of it. L'ma'anchem shilachti bavela. Because of you, now here I'm going to tell you, we're going to focus on one word in this pasuk, the word shilachti. That's today's shiur. L'ma'anchem shilachti bavela. Rashi says, I want you to know what the Mefarshim said. Rashi says, L'manchem, for your sake. L'man always means, ultimately, for your sake. We once gave a shir on the difference between Ba'avur, Biglal, and L'ma'an. Ba'avur David, Avdi, or Biglal, or Laman, all of them seem to have similar meanings, but they are not similar at all. Biglal always means because of something in the past, I'm going to do something in the future. Laman always means the ultimate goal and the objective. Ba'avur also means future, but not ultimate goal and objective. Ba'avur zos, because of this, God did for me when we went out of Egypt. Says Rashi, Ba'avur zos, so that I should be able to fulfill all of the mitzvot of Torah. That's why God took me out of Egypt. But Laman always means the ultimate goal and objective. How many times does Moshe tell Paro, God has sent me to you, Laman teida, so that you should know, Ki ani Hashem, that I'm God. L'man teda, in order that you should know, Ki ani Hashem bekerech ha'aretz, I am God in the midst of his land. L'man yirbu yineichem yinei v'neichem, I want you to fulfill mitzvahs so that you should have length of life in Eretz as well. L'man. I believe that's why, what is an address? In Hebrew, what's an address? Ma'an, right? Because that's the ultimate, that's where it has to, the letter has to get there. That's the destination, the ultimate destination. We once gave a shir of the Haggadah. The Chol David Archayev Adam Liris Asasma Kiyuluhu Yatsum Yitzrayim Shanema. Okay. That's the way it is, you know. Senior moment. Once knew the whole Haggadah Malkeh. Laman Havi, in order to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, the ultimate goal and objective. V'hoya ki yish'olcha v'incha makar lemar. Now, let's see if I can just stall while I find the pasuk in Eged. No, all right, I'm not going to find it. But Laman is the ultimate goal and objective. Lemanchem shilachti bavela. Because of you, for your sake, shilachti bavela, I sent to Bavel. Says Rashi. Rashi is one pshat. Rashi brings Targum Yonatan, who says, because of your sins, I sent you into exile in Bavel. Pshat 1. The Mitzudas David says, Lemanchem, for your sake, you know what I did? Leman teitzu min hagola, in order that you should come out of the exile, shilachti et koresh lebavel lahakariva. I sent koresh to Bavel to destroy Bavel. You hear the two pshatim? Rashi brings Targum Yonatan, who says, Lema'anchem, because of you. And in a sense, if we learn Lema'anchem, that means for your sake, because of your sins, Targum Yonatan says, I have to send you off into exile so that there will be expiation and there will be atonement for your sins. Mitzudas again says, Lema'anchem, for your sake, in order to take you out of Bavel. 70 years later, I send Koresh, king of the Medes and the Persians, to destroy Bavel utterly in order to get you out of there. Vahoradati, let's go further in the Pesukim. Vahoradati Barichim Kulam. The word Barichim, number of Pshatim on the word Barichim. Rashi says one shot that Barichim are oars. The oars for boats. O-A-R-S. Okay? And the Barichim represents the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, who are a mighty empire that ruled the world for 70 years. End up fleeing from Babel as that great empire comes crumbling down, crashing down. Why does Babel fall? Because God has decided that Bavel must fall so that Jews should be able to leave Bavel. Later on, we're going to come to a pasuk, Tzu'umi Bavel, where the Navi Yeshayahu, remember this is about 150 to 200 years before Koresh, before Jews have gone into exile, 150 years before Churban HaBayit, and Yeshayahu is already talking about Koresh, king of the Persians, who is going to destroy Bavel. By the way, Koresh is going to be mentioned by name in Yeshayahu 150 years before he's born. Manchem, says the Mitzudas, for your sake, in order that you should leave Bavel. And as I started saying, the Pasuk later says, Se'umi Bavel, leave Bavel, Birchumi Kazdim, run away from the Kazdim. The Kazdim are the Babylonians. For your sake, I sent Koresh to Bavel, Vahuradati Barichim Kulam, and all of them I brought them down with the oars, that they had to run away from Bavel. The Kazdim Ba'oniyot Rinatam, and the Kazdim have to leave by boat out of Bavel. And that's the great song of the Persians and the Medes, that they have Remove them from Bavel. We're going to come back to this pasuk, and there's one word in this pasuk that is There's so much that's written on it, but just give me another few minutes.
Ani Hashem Kedoshchem. I am God, your Holy One. Borei Yisrael, the one who creates Israel. Malkechem, your King. Ko Amar Hashem.
Here you should remember, there should be phrases that we're going to come across that should be familiar to you. Ko Amar Hashem, so says God, Hanotein Bayom Dorach, the one who makes a road going through the sea. Ubemayim Azim, and in mighty, choppy waters, Netiva, there is a path. What's it referring to? It's referring really to, as we've said, the psukim of the Nabi have to be understood on a number of levels. He's taking you back, the Nabi is taking you back to Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Red Sea. There's a road for Jews straight through the river. Mighty, choppy waters! And there's a path going through. It's also, in another way, a repeat of the pasuk that we read earlier. Ki tavor b'mayim, when you go through water, itcha ani, I am with you. So now back in pasuk tetzayin, Komar Hashem, so says God, Hanotein bayom derech, the one who places in the yam a road, u'b'mayim azim, and in mighty waters, netiva, there is a path. Hamotzi rechev basus chayil v'izuz. He brings out to the sea, to the mighty roaring sea. He brings chariots and horses and an army and great strength. Yachdav yishkavu, together they all lie down, destroyed. Bal yokumu, they will not rise. Doachu, they've gone out. Kapishto kavu, like flax that burns. It just is extinguished. It just burns quickly and then it's gone. In a matter of moments, the Egyptians were cast into the sea and destroyed. Tizkeru Rishonos. You don't have to remember the early miracles. The Kadmoniot Altid Bonanu. And what happened earlier, don't meditate or ponder about it. Because what I'm going to do for you in the future is going to make the great miracles of the past pale into absolute insignificance. Great things are going to happen. Hinini Yosech Ad Hashem, I'm going to do something new. Ato Titzvach. Now it's going to begin to grow. Halo Te Do'ua, you will know. You're going to know it. Af Osim Bamidbar Derech, in the desert, I'm going to make a road. Be Shimon, in the wasteland, Naharot, there will be rivers. Let me point out another one of the great things of Yeshayahu is water. Water. Water is extremely symbolic. First of all, water is extremely symbolic because we live in a part of the world that is desperately in need of water. He's always going to be talking about water. I mean, sometimes the psukim about water are so refreshing, they're like an ed for May Eden. And saying you feel the rush of beautiful, cool, sweet water. So water is something that immediately creates an image to the Jew in ancient Israel as to the Jew today. It's an image of life. And here Midbar is death and Yeshimon is wasteland. There's going to be a lot of water there. And we're going to learn a little bit about that hopefully today. So I'm going to be making such great miracles then that whatever I did in the past is going to be insignificant in comparison to what's going to come in the future. Techabdeni chayat hasadeh, the beasts of the field are going to honor me. Tanim ubenot yana. How do they translate tanim ubenot yana? Jackals and ostriches. Okay, tanim are jackals. Okay. Ubenot yana are ostriches because in the places where they live, they're going to have water. Kinatati bamidbar mayim. In the desert I have made water. Naharod b'yishimon. In the wasteland I've made rivers. Lahashkot ami b'chidi. In order to give my chosen people, to give them to drink. Water is such an important metaphor. Oh, it's used throughout. And Amzu Yotzartili, this people that I have formed for me, Tehilati Yisapedu, they are going to tell my praise. You may recall that last week we said Tehillah, always the praise always refers to the actions of God. When we see what He has done, we praise Him. Hello, you're going to watch fascinating. Are they mood changes? Things switch, and now he gets. The Navi, in the name of God, gets upset. Lo oti karata, Yaakov. Yaakov, you didn't call unto me. Why did you abandon me? I have been so good to you in the past, and I have such great things prepared for you in the future. Lo oti karata, Yaakov. You didn't call me, Yaakov. Why didn't you call me? Ki yagata bi Yisrael. Yisrael, you exhausted me. You fatigued me. Ich bin ois gemitschen geworden from having to deal with you. Ki yagata bi. Lo hei say olotecho, you didn't bring the sheep for your ola offering. Uzvachecho lo ki badetonu, and with your sacrifices you didn't honor me. And what did I make great demands of you? I never made great demands on you. Lo hei badeticha b'mincha, I didn't make you bring mincha. V'lo ho gaticha, I didn't exhaust you b'levona, having to bring incense. Lo konitali bakesef kone, you didn't have to buy for me with silver. You didn't have to buy kone. Kone is a form of spice that's used on the altar. V'chelev zvachecha lo hirvitani, you did not slake my thirst. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Huh? Slake. That's a nice word, huh? I'm just impressed with myself. All right. That I remembered a word like that. I brought it out of my dark past. Lo hirvitani. Hirva always means one whose thirst is quenched is hirva. You eat, lo sova. You drink, liravot o liharvot. Where do you have that? Huh? In curry bone? I don't remember it in curry bone. What about Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, he shall not want, huh? Hashem ro'i lo'asav v'noz deshev ten amei minuch ha'shem nachi yishev yachim gam ke'ilo v'gei tamo v'gam do'shu v'gam shalim v'gam tarim v'gam shalim v'gam shalim v'gam shalim v'gam shalim v'gam shalim v'gam shalim v'gam. I was getting very nervous. I thought I had started the wrong chapter. Kosi livoya, my cup. In English, we say my cup runneth over, but it really means kosi. My cup slakes and eases my thirst. V'chelev zvachecha lo hirvitani. I didn't make demands on you. You don't have to bring sacrifices to him. All I want you to do is believe in me. We also have it in Eicha. Izbi'ani bamirorin hirvani lana. You made me satisfied. Izbi'ani is sova, which always refers to food. Hirvani always refers to drink. Izbi'ani bamirorin, you made me sated, you satisfied sova of bitterness. That's, we had bitter herbs. Hirvani lana, you've given me to drink a bitter drink, lana. Remember, we once said that the Gemara says on that pasuk in Eicha, his bi'ani bamerorin, hirvani lana. According to the Jewish calendar, Tisha B'Av always falls on the same night as the Seder. If the Seder is on a Friday night or a Thursday night that year, Tisha B'Av always falls out the same day, first day of Pesach. For that matter, the Shulchan Aruch says that the order of the Yom Tov, if you want to know when, what day of the week things fall on, there's a whole order given in the Shulchan Aruch, and the first part of the symbol is At, Aleph, Tav, and then goes Beis, Shin. Aleph, Tav stands for Aleph, the first day of Pesach, is Tav, always Tisha B'Av. His bi'ani bamerorin in Eicha, we say, on the night that you sated me with morah, the night that I eat morah, that's the night on which hirvani lana, my thirst was slaked with the bitterness of korban.
But you know, you, I didn't exhaust you with the need to bring sacrifices. You made me. You overworked me and exhausted me with your sins. You fatigued me with your transgressions. I never made any great demands on you. I never made any impossible demands on you. But then, the switch, the mood switch. God is complaining, I did so much for you, and I promise you so many things that are going to happen in the future, and I don't get the response that I'm waiting for. And you've sinned before me, but you should know, Onochi, Onochi, hu moche pshaecha. I am the one who erases your rebelliousness. Pasuk, we say it a number of times, it's the theme of Yom Kippur. Onochi, onochi, hu moche pshaecha, lema'ani. Ultimately, for my sake. A Jewish people that suffers, Yechezkel says, is a chilul Hashem, a desecration of God's name. Because we are identified, and God is identified with us. Your errors, your mistakes, I will not remember. Haskideini, nishpoto yachad. Remind me, what is it that I owe you? Is there anything that I owe you? Nishpoto yachad. We will have this judge together. Sapera toleman tishtak, tell me. I mean, what, is there anything that I owe you? Is there anything that I didn't do for you? Are there promises that I didn't keep in order that you should emerge? And God wants to enter into dialogue with us. But why don't you remember all the great things that I did? Your first father sinned. Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. And those who speak on your behalf, every one of them, Pashubi, Rachalel Sarei Kodesh, Ve'etnolachedem Yaakov, Yisrael, Lagigfim. Here he has moved from the one who is going to forgive, but then you know what I'm going to have to do, Rachalel Sarei Kodesh. I will have to desecrate the holy offices and ministers of the Jewish people. I'm going to make Yaakov something that is destroyed, and Yisrael is going to be a source of curse in the world. And then, just another few psukim into the next chapter, just to show you the mood, how there's this ambivalence moving from one to the other. Va'ato shma Yaakov, now listen to me, Yaakov, avdi, my servant, v'Yisrael, in Yisrael b'charti bo, that I chose him. Ko omar Hashem osecho, so says God, who made you, V'yotzer chomi beten, the one who formed you in the womb. Ya'azrecha, he's going to save you. Al tira avdi Yaakov, don't be afraid, my servant Yaakov. V'yeshurun b'chartavo. Yeshurun is another name for the Jewish people. Yeshurun. Yeshurun, because Jews are supposed to be yashar. Just as Yisrael, the first three letters of Yisrael are yashar, straight. That's another theme to talk about. What's the meaning of yashar? Ki etzok mayim al tzameas, I will pour water on the one who is thirsty, v'nozlim, and liquids al yabosha, on dry land. Etzok ruchi al zarecha, I will pour out my spirit upon your children, u'birchati, and my blessing al tzarecha, on your offspring. Etzamchu b'vein chotzir, after a period of time at which it seems that Jews are, you know, disappearing, they're going to start sprouting out b'vein chatzir, like grass that grows between the cleft of rocks, the grass or the flowers that grow out of the coat from between the rocks, they're going to grow. Ka'arovim al yivlei mayim, like the classic description of something that is fresh, is the willow, because the willow grows by water. The willow needs a lot of water. Otachto lechem b'yom ha'rishon, pri eitz hadar, vanat eitz avos. I skip one. The arvei nachal, the aravot that we use in the lulav are referred to as arvei nachal,
the aravot of the river, because they grow, willows grow by rivers. So it says, when it seems that as though the Jewish people are gone, all of a sudden they're going to come out the Bein Chatzir from between the rocks. And the Bein Chatzir also means in the midst of all sorts of nations, there are going to be Jews, Ka'arovim, and Yivle Mayim, like willows by the springs of water. And you know what? All of a sudden, Ze Yomar, this one is going to say, Lashem Ani, I am to God. Ze Yikra B'Shem Yaakov, this one is going to go looking, he's going to call for Yaakov. Ze Yichtov Yadol Hashem, and this one is going to write his hand for God. That means he's going to make a decision for God. Rashi says, Elu Balei Tshuva, those are the Balei Tshuva. U'B'Shem Yisrael Yichaneh, and they're going to use a Jewish name. That's one pshat. The Tzidkas HaTzadik of HaTzadik HaKohen says that ultimately, as history is going to draw to an end, or the beginning of the great messianic era, you're going to have all of these kinds of Jews. You're going to have the one who's going to say Lashem Ani, I'm with God all the way. And then there's the one who's going to, you know, sort of the Yaakov represents the masses of Jewish people. Then there's the one who's going to do complete tshuva, and then there's one who will have no identification except for the fact that maybe in his passport it says Yuda or Yivrei, and he says that alone, at that moment in history, he's talking about our time in history, just the fact that one carries the name of Yisrael is going to be so meritorious that he will be worthy of redemption. Maybe it can even mean as a Mechal Shabbos, and he may do other things, but I know his name is Moshe, Yitzchak, Yaakov. He has a Jewish name. I didn't want to say Nimrod, but or Omri, but a Jewish name, a Jewish name. Tzidkas HaTzadik says that a Jewish name, just to have a Jewish name, is going to be a great zchus. All right. Now, I told you that the Shia today is dedicated to one word. The word appears in Pasuk Yudalit. Let's go back to Pasuk Yudalit. Kama Hashem, Goalchem, Kedosh Yisrael, Lema'anchem, for your sake, Shilachti Bavela. We said, Tupshatim and Lema'anchem, Shilachti, and the word is Shilachti. That's the one that I want to deal with. Rashi said, Lema'anchem, for your sake, I sent you to Babel into exile, so that exile should be atonement for your sins. And Mitzudas David says, Lemanchem, for your sake, I sent Koresh, king of the Persians and the Medes, to destroy Babel, so that you will be able to flee, to get out of Babel, to exit from Babel. In the Mikros Gedolos Tanach, and it's also in the Radak, and I'm only going to take, I think, one tenth of all the sources that deal with the word Shilachti. What is about the word Shilachti? I'll tell you exactly what it is. See, I'll start to, I don't know, I'll just take them one by one. The Sifri. The Sifri at the end of Parashat Maaseh. The Sifri is the Tanaidic paper that is written on Bamidbar. Rav Nosson Omer. You're going to hear one theme repeated over and over again. I have all sorts of midrashim, psukim in Tanakh. One idea. Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson says, Chavivim Yisrael, Israel is beloved. Shebechol makom shegalu, wherever they went into exile, Shechinah imahem, the divine presence is with them. Galu Mitzrayim, they went to Egypt, Shechinah imahem, the divine presence is with them. Shelema, haniglo nigleti el beit avicha, v'yotam de Yisrael lebeit paro, when God appears to Shmuel, He says to him, didn't I reveal myself to your father's house in the land of Egypt? What does God tell Yaakov when Yaakov goes down to Egypt? Anochi ered imcha, v'anochi elcha gam alo. I'm going to go down to Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid, Yaakov. By the way, there it says, Al Tira. Don't be afraid. Yaakov, don't be afraid. I'm going to go down with him. This is after he hears that Yosef is alive. So he gathers his whole family together so that he should go to Mitzrayim in order to see Yosef before he dies. So he stops in Beersheba. God appears to him at night. And he senses that Yaakov is very frightened of the step that he's about to take. So he assures him, don't, Al Tira. Don't be afraid of going down to Egypt. I'm going to go down with you, and I'm the one that's going to bring you up. I have a feeling here we're going to have a number of times, Anochi, Anochi. Anochi, Anochi, Menachem Chem, I am the one who consoles you. Anochi, Anochi, I am the one who forgives you. The Anochi represents the God who is with us, both in time of travail and suffering, and with us at the time of triumph and joy. Anochi eidimcha, I'm going to go down with you, and I'm going to come up with you. The Medrash here doesn't bring that pasuk, but I think that that's the first pasuk really that represents this great idea that's going to run like a fine thread throughout all of Tanakh. Kol Makom, wherever Israel went into exile, there God was with them. Golul LeBavel, the next sentence in the Medrash is, Golul LeBavel, they went into exile to Babel, Shechina Imahim, the Shechina is with them, Shenemar, because it says, Lema'anchem Shulachti Bavela. The Medrash reads the word, not as Shilachti, I sent someone else, either as Rashi says, in the name of Targum Yonatan, I sent you into Babel, or as the Mitzvah says, I sent Koresh to destroy Babel. L'ma'anchem not shilachti, but l'ma'anchem shulachti. I, God is saying about himself, I was sent into Babel, because wherever Israel went into exile, there God was with them. Golu le'elam, they went off into exile in Elam, further out in the Near East. Shechinah Imayim, the divine presence was with them. Shenema, as it says, the Samti Kis Ibe Elam, the Ha'abadati Mishon Lelo Tassorim, I'm going to place my throne in Elam. I'm going to be temporarily in Elam. That's where I'm going to be. Golul Edom, they went into exile to Edom. Shechinah Imayim, the divine presence is with them. This is a pasuk later on in Yeshayahu. We'll get to that pasuk. Shenema, Mizeh Bo Mei Edom. The Navi says, who's the one that's coming from Edom? Chamuds begadin mi botra, coming with clothing that is bloody from botra. Who's the one that's coming from out there in the exile? And the prophet says God is the one who's coming out of there, because Jews were in exile by Edom. God went with them. Ukishen chosim, and when they return, Shechina imahim, the divine presence is with them. And here really is the end of Torah. And Rashi brings it on the spot, the famous pasuk of pasuk that we say time and time again during the high holiday period. V'shav Hashem Elokecha od shvutcha v'nichamecha. God is going to return your captivity and even have mercy on you. V'shav Hashem et shvutcha v'nichamecha. V'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim asher epitzcha Hashem Elokecha shoma. He will have great mercy and he's going to go back out there and he's going to collect you. Im yinidachacha b'tzeh ha'shmayim, if you're going to be cast out at the very ends of the heaven, Nishom, from there I'm going to bring you back. Rashi brings, and this is the Maimon Chazal over here, V'shov Hashem Elokecha et Shvutcha. If it's talking about God bringing us back, it should have said V'heishiv. He's going to bring us back in. So Rashi says V'heishiv lo nemar. It doesn't say V'heishiv. It says V'shov. I'm going to return with you, because wherever you've gone into exile, there God is with us. We're going to see what a major theme this is in all of Tanakh. Jews should never for a moment think that God has abandoned them. Even at the moment of their greatest pain and suffering, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is there. And in the ultimate sense of things, there will be rewarded. God is going to make everything right. Ukishayim Chosvim, the Medr says, Shechina Yimayim, the divine presence was with them. Shenema v'shav Hashem alakechot shvuncha v'richam echot. The
Heshiv lo nemar, doesn't say the Heshiv, elo v'shav Hashem alakechot.
V'omer, another pasuk. This is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. In Shir Hashirim. Iti milavanon kala, iti with me, mi Lebanon, from Lebanon, Kala. It's chapter 4 in Shir Hashirim, Pasuk 8. Beautiful Pasuk. Iti mi Lebanon tavoi, with me from Lebanon you will come. Rashi says the following. Iti mi Lebanon, with me you're going to come back from Lebanon. Lebanon here means, and Rashi says this at the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Lebanon means Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash that was made from the cedars of Lebanon. Kishetiglu, Rashi says in Shir Hashirim, Kishetiglu bi Lebanon zeh, when you're going to go into exile from this Lebanon, this Bet HaMikdash, iti tiglu. You're going to go into exile with me, ki ani egle imachem, because I am going to go into exile with you. Iti mi Lebanon tavoi, ukishetashuvu min agola, Rashi says, and when you're going to return from the exile, ani yashuv imachem, I'm going to return with you. Va'af kol yimei hagola, during all the days of the exile, betzoratcha li tzar, in your suffering, I suffer. That's why it says, Iti mi Lebanon tavoi, with me from Lebanon you should come. Kishetiglu mi Lebanon zeh, when you will go into exile from this Lebanon, Iti tavoi, you will come with me. Velo katuv Iti mi Lebanon, when they are returning, it doesn't say Iti to me, li Lebanon, to Lebanon you'll come. But with me you're going to come, because I'm going to go out into exile with you, and I'm going to come back with you. Now, the what is fascinating, of course, is that the Medrash reads the pasuk, our pasuk here, Lema'anchem Shulachti Bavela. Now, that's not what it says in our text. In our text, it says Shilachti, not Shulachti. The Eben Ezra over here on the Eben Ezra right here on the pasuk of Lemanchem Lachti Bavela says that there are those who say, Esh Onim, he gives a third shot in Shilachti. Shilachti means I sent a message to the Navi who was in Bavel. But then he says that sort of when you put your lips together, an oo sound comes when you put your lips together, that are those who read it shulachti with a kubutz or a shuruk and not shilachti, which is of course very fascinating, because the fact is that in all of our the Masorah tells us that the word is supposed to be read Shilachti. Wait, let me give you another few sources, huh? That was the Eben Ezra. Right? Now, I was thinking of putting all of these sources on a sheet, but you can't imagine the amount of work. I just didn't have the time. I didn't have the time. The Sifri in Parashat Baalotcha. Says the following. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Il Mole Midrash Shekatov. If not that the pasuk says this, Ief Shelo Amro. You can't say it. Omru Yisrael Lishnei Hamakom. Israel said before God, Padita et atzmecha. And I'll tell you the pasuk right away. You have redeemed yourself. Not only redeemed us, you redeemed yourself. The Sifri here brings us a number of other pasukim. And watch, you'll get all of the. So you find.
Kol zman sheYisrael hayu mishubadim b'Mitzrayim, as long as Israel was enslaved in Egypt, Shechina imahem, the divine presence was with them. Shechina hayta mishuabedet, the divine presence itself was enslaved. Shenema, vayiru et Elokei Yisrael v'tachat raglav k'maseh livnat hasapir.
It's really describing the presence of God, and there are bricks beneath the divine presence. What are the bricks? You know what the bricks are? The bricks you built in Mitzrayim with bricks. I built in Mitzrayim with bricks. You think you were the only one who was enslaved there? I was enslaved there with you. V'chein hu omer, and so it says. And here's another unusual thing, and it's right here in Yeshayahu, chapter 63, famous pasuk: "Bechol tzaratam lo tzar." Bechol tzaratam, in all of their suffering, lo tzar. To him it is suffering. God feels it. From that pasuk in Yeshayahu, it would only mean the tzara of a community. Tzaras yachid minayin. How do I know that God suffers with the individual who suffers? Talmud Lama, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yikra'eni ve'enehu, let him call to me and I will answer him. Imo onochi b'tzara. Imo onochi b'tzara. I am with him in his time of trouble. And so it says, when Yosef is in prison in Mitzrayim, it says, Vayihi Hashem et Yosef, God was with Yosef. Yosef is in prison, God is with him in prison. V'cheinu omer. So it also says in Shmuel Aleph, Mipnei amcha asher padita l'chomi Mitzrayim. The people whom you redeemed unto you from Egypt, with you redeemed them from Egypt. And then the message goes on to say, after Moses, you find Shekolakum Shegalu Shechina Hayimayim, wherever they went into exile, the Shechina was with them. Shenema, and this was brought earlier, Hamiglo Nigleti El Beit Avicha V'yotam in Mitzrayim V'Bei Paro, didn't I reveal myself to your father's house when they were in Mitzrayim, in the house of Paro? Golul Bavel, they went off into exile, Shechina Imahem Shenema L'ma'anchem Shulachti Bavela. Golul Edom Shechina Imahem. All the same psukim that were brought before. The fact is that I can keep adding up these psukim one after another. What's happening over here is the following, and the Minchas Shais tells us that this is how it's supposed to be understood. We have very often in the Gemara will say, here's a particular word, Al Tikri, don't read it this way, but read it that way. Now, Al Tikri doesn't have to mean that you change the reading of the word. You also understand within the word another meaning. In other words, nobody is really saying that you should read the pasuk leman chem for your sake, shulachti babel, I was sent into Babel to be in exile, but you should understand it that way because the word could be read that way. There are no nekudot. Now, one of the places where this theme becomes a major theme, you should remember it right away. There's one place, Hoshanis. Let me read three sentences from the Hoshanis that we say every day. Kahoshata, as you saved, Kihilot Bavela Shilachta, as you saved the communities that you sent into Babel, Rachum, you merciful one, Lema'anam, for their sake, Shulachta, you were sent, you went into exile, Kein Hoshana, so save us. That's not the only place. In that Kahoshata, it also says, Kahoshata, Mamar, Vahotseiti Etchem, as you saved us when you said, Vahotseiti Etchem, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim, Nakuv. Do you know how it also can be understood?
as v'hutzeiti itchem, I was taken out with you. If Golol and Mitzrayim, they went to Mitzrayim, Shechina, the Divine Presence, was with them. So therefore, when they go out, he goes out with them. A third one. Kahushato Kanon Mishoredet Vayosha. As you saved, Kana is one of the nicknames for the Jewish people. Mishoredet, the one who sang Vayosha. Before the Shira, Oz Yoshe, Vayosha Hashem, Vayomahu Yisro. The Jewish people sing for God. Legocha mitzuyenet vayivosha. It can also be understood not only vayosha, ela vayivosha. He was saved. If we were saved, he was saved. Ongoing idea. The shav Hashem elokecha tshvutcha v'nichamecha. The chol tzaratam lo tzar. Imo anochi b'tzara. Iti milavonon kala. All of these, one idea. The one idea is Kol Makom, wherever Israel went into exile, the Divine Presence goes into exile with them. And therefore this pasuk, Lema'anchem Shilachti Bavela, is to be read Shilachti, but understood in Lema'anchem Shilachti Bavela is Lema'anchem, for your sake, Shulachti, I, God, was sent into Bavel. It was not only you. And I'm beginning to like even more this idea of Anochi, Anochi. The double Anochi is a throwback to the first, to what God says to Yaakov, Anochi Eidei Imcha, I'm going to go down with you, for Anochi El Chokam Olo, and I'm going to go up with you. Alright. I left out more than half of the sources over there, because the idea is expressed very often in Tanakh. Obviously, the point of the whole idea is, and it's because of this idea of the Chol Tzaratam Lo Tzar, and the idea of Imo Anochi B'Tzara, the Jews never despaired. Jews never despaired. And by virtue of the fact that they never despaired, they survived. Other people despaired, and despair begats disappearance. But the Jews who never despaired, and why didn't they despair? Because of the fact that they knew Imo Anochi B'Tzara. Now, to clarify a number of the ideas that we're going to come across now, just trust me, just follow me. Ki tavo demo eish, don't worry. Ki tavo mayim, don't worry at all. I'm going to take you in a certain, what may seem to you crazy order of my own, but there will be chaos. But after the chaos, there will be order that will come out. Chapter 35. I want you to look at chapter 35. And then after, I will have learned it, as you're going to think to yourself, why is he learning with us chapter 35? You will see that so many psukim from 40 and further are going to be understood through the means of chapter 35. I may be repeating myself, but let me tell you the following. If there is a chapter in Tanakh that it's worthwhile learning from that Baal Peh, it's this chapter. And I have a lot to say on the chapter. And there are a lot of directions we're going to go into, but I just want to learn the text, because we only have 10 minutes left before the... what is it? It's not before the bell, right? Yisusum midbar v'tziyah. We're talking most probably about one of the most joyous and refreshing chapters in Tanakh, full of hope. Yisusum midbar v'tziyah, like the desert and dry land, be full of joy. Yisusum is from the word sason. V'togel arava. The arava. Is there an English word for Arava? And what's Midbar? There is a difference.
Excuse me. They only use the translation for Arava. I don't read it. Savannah?
All right, then I'm going to stick. Then you know what? All right, then I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you what. The Malbin says that there's a difference. No. You're thinking of Yad Vata, and what comes from the Arava. Arava is a place of desolation. The Malbin says that there's a difference between Midbar
Sia and Arava. Midbar is desert. Desert. Desert needs no further description than that. Sia means Midbar. You have it right here in the pasuk. It's there. All three words, Midbar, Sia, and Arava, are in the pasuk. Sia is a place that is very hot. And by virtue of the extreme heat, you just, nothing can grow there. Very, very hot. Arava is a place where under good circumstances you could grow things there, but the Arava has all sorts of flora that are desert-like. In other words, there will be cactus and there are thorns and thistles, coats of darga. I mean, eventually an Arava can be cleared and it can be irrigated. So Midbar is just, you know, the Sahara. We understand what a Midbar is. Sia, I don't know. The only thing I can think of right now is at the bottom of the Hoover Dam, it's 130 degrees in the shade. Hoover Dam? You were never at the Hoover Dam? Right, I was. All right. Death Valley. It's so hot that nothing really can live. The Arava is someplace between the Midbar and the Tzia. Susum Midbar v'Tzia, the Tagel Arava. The Midbar and the Tzia should be full of joy, v'Tagel and glee or happiness. The Tifrach Kacharatzelet is going to blossom like, what do they use, a rose? Or a lily, the lily of the valley? Paroach Tifrach, just, it will blossom. The Tagel, and it will be full of joy. Av Gilat, there will not only be joy, but there will be ranein. There will be song. Kvod Halabanon Nitan La Hadar HaKarmel V'Hasharon. You know what's going to happen to these desert areas that once were desert areas? And of course the Navi is describing the Messianic era. Kvod HaLevanon Nitan La. The Lebanon, and here we're talking about the real Lebanon, with the mighty trees. It's not so much as beauty, but there's great strength, there's great honor. The Carmel and the Sharon don't have mighty trees that last for centuries, but they have beautiful flora, color, the bursts of color. So, Hadar beauty you have in the Carmel and the Sharon. Kavod, great honor and dignity, majesty you have in the Lebanon. That's what's going to happen to the Midbar, the Tzia, and the Arava. Both the Kvod HaLevanon and the beauty of the Carmel and the Sharon. Heimo Yidu Kvod Hashem. And they are going to see the honor of God, Hadar Elokeinu, the beauty of our God. Kvod Hashem, we already explained that Kvod Hashem is when man realizes and it comes to grips with the essential nature of God. His nature is Kvod, his great honor. Hadar Elokeinu, the beauty of God, is the way he expresses himself in history, the way in which we see him by virtue of his actions. So therefore, because great things are coming, chazku yadayim rafot, strengthen hands that are weak, ubirkayim koshlot ametsu, and give power, give courage to knees that are falling. In other words, a Klal Yisrael that finds itself overwhelmed by the rush of a tragic history, and there are those who are ready to give up hope. They are on the threshold of despair. Strengthen those weak hands and give courage to the knees that are weak. Imru l'nimharei lev, say nimharei lev, people who arrive at hasty conclusions. There are those who may be ready to say, well, it's all over. The end has come to Jewish history. You know what you should say to the people who are too hasty? Chizku, be strong. Al tira'u, don't be afraid. Hinei Elokeichem nakom yavo. Behold, your God is going to come with great vengeance. Gemul Elokim, God is going to reward. Nakom is against those whom he must punish for their evil. And Gemul is those whom he rewards.
Who Yabo, he's going to come, the Yosha Achem, and he will save you. And what will happen? Here we're going to have a pasuk that we've had a number of times in the chapters we've already learned. Osti pakachna ene yivrim, then the eyes of the blind will open. Vosner chershim ti pakachna, and the ears of the deaf will be open. Oz yedaleig ka'ayol piseach. Then the piseach, the one who limps, the lame, will dance like the ram. The heart? Okay, good. When it comes to these things, whatever you say. The Toron Lashon Elaine. The tongue of the deaf is going to sing. Do you know why he's of the mute? What did I say? I need you. You see, these singer seconds. The mute are going to sing. Kinivku ba midbar mayin. Because in the desert there's burst out water. Unechalim, and there are rivers that are going through the Arava. The rivers that are going to go through the Arava river, of course, represents a greater rush of water than Mayim. Mayim can very well be in wells or in aquifers. You know these words that we learn now. Ki nivku bamidbar Mayim unechalim ba'arava. The place that is usually very hot and dry. The word sharav, you know, the Hasharav will be an agam, a lake. The Tzimaon, and where there is thirst, it will be lemabuei mayim, flowing water. Binvei tanim mirivza, in a place where usually the jackals would lie down. Chotzir lekone vegome, what's going to be growing over there is grass for kone and gome. Kone and gome reeds and bulrushes, those that grow only where there's a great deal of water, right on the banks of river. This is going to happen in the desert. Water, as I told you, is a major metaphor that is used by all of the Nevi'im. We will yet take a look at the words of Zechariah, where Zechariah is going to describe the water that comes out from the Har HaBayit, and it's going to begin to flow in great rushes all the way to the Yam HaMelech, and the whole Yam HaMelech is going to turn into a sweet water. Water has a lot of, there are a lot of ideas, and you know, when we even think of water, we think of that which is refreshing. Now, I'm going to show you how everything that's said in this chapter is elaborated on by Yeshayahu throughout. There's going to be a road, for derech and a highway. Maslul is always, it usually can be smaller than a derech. It means something that's paved. Paved. Ah, Yom Kippur in the morning, we said from Yeshayahu, solu, solu, panu, derech, harimu, michshol, mi derech ami. Solu, solu. Pave the way. Harimu, panu, derech. Clear the road. Harimu michshol, remove the stumbling blocks, we derech ami, from the way of my pen. It is from Yeshayahu. There are many psukim that describe the derech Hashem. And here, all right. Well, first I want to know the text of it. The derech hakodesh yikareila. That road is going to be called the holy road. It's going to be the ma'avar batuah. This is going to be the safe passage for the Jewish people as they come from the exile back to Eretz Yisrael. God, I used the wrong translation. Lo ya'avrenu tamei v'hulamo. No one who is tamei, no one who is unclean, shall come through that road. Okay, we have our. That's right. Holeich derech. You know what's going to be fascinating about this road? What's going to be fascinating about this road is one who goes on the road and fools, lo yitu, they're not going to make a mistake. Can you imagine? You won't even have to ask anybody. Because if you ask anybody, they're going to tell you anyway, yashar, 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 yashar. But on this road, you won't have to ask. Lo yisham arye, there will not be a lion there, ufritz chayot. And the terrible beasts, Bal Yaleno, shall not go upon that road. Lo Timotzei Shom, they will be found there. It's going to be a clear, safe road. The Hochu Geulim, you know who's going to go along that great highway?
the redeemed. And those redeemed by God will return. They're going to come back to Zion in song. The Simchat Olam al Rosham, an eternal happiness upon their heads. Soson the Simcha Yasigu, they are going to achieve Soson and Simcha. We will talk about the difference between Soson and Simcha and Gila. The Nosul Yogam Vanocha, an unhappiness and depression is going to disappear, run away. One of the most beautiful. You get to read it over again. I remember I came to Eretz Yisrael in '55. One of the favorite songs then was Yisusum Midbar V'tzuya. Should I sing it next week? No. Next week. A difference between the songs they sang then, the popular songs, and the songs they sing today. Okay. To be continued.